producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to jump over to Sons of Liberty Media in just a moment here, but I want to tell you how the day has been going thus far. This morning, I get a message from Kevin Shipp. Now, for those that do not know who Kevin Shipp is, he's a former CIA agent. And when he contacted me today, he wanted me to let my listeners know that Barack Hussein Obama, along with the HRC and the OIC and the United Nations, are now working secretly to pass blasphemy laws, making it a crime to offend Muhammad. He said, of course, this is all targeting and the targeting of Christians. He also wanted me to let you know how the government is silencing whistleblowers, all the while trampling the Constitution of the United States. In other words, America, for those that have been sitting down and taking this all in and tolerating it, you need to understand that you are now advocating the very ideologies that our relatives fought, bled, and died fighting against. Folks, they are targeting the Constitution of the United States of America. And what's the purpose of law? To liberate a people when enforced against crime. The government is now silencing those that are exposing them for their crimes against the Constitution of the United States of America. With Barack Hussein Obama, either you understand exactly what you're dealing with concerning this individual, or you could be one of those individuals that could be transported to the sun and you still wouldn't see it. But the fact of the matter is, friends, they are now targeting anybody that speaks out against Muhammad. Now, you tell me what it's been about. One more thing Kevin Shipp brought up was the fact that he's lecturing in a college right now in the United States. And he also shared with me that he's going to begin to open up the 9/11, September 11th, 2001, how it was an inside job. If you look at the time, folks, and we've talked about this so many different times, that the fruit is on the tree. Instead of judging men by what they say, you judge them by their fruit. In other words, if you were to judge 9/11 for the fruit that it's born, you can understand who's making profit off of what happened on September 11th, 2001. Because it's been the government that's been attacking you. We've talked about this, and as a matter of fact, just on Saturday, we talked about this as well. I also wanted to let you know that Barack Hussein Obama is the one that said the future must not belong to those that would slander the prophet Muhammad. So this should come as no surprise, but America, you already knew that because he's been doing this since day one, since he's been in the People's White House. As a matter of fact, Frederick Douglass was right when he said, find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And that is exactly what's happening today. Let me say that again. Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist, he said, find out just what any people will quietly submit to. to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Now, folks, we can also see, going back to what I just highlighted concerning Kevin Shipp, CIA agent, former, should I add, as to what the government's doing, folks. This is an American government. This is a lawless regime, is what this is. And they mean to silence those that are actually exposing them for their crimes against we the people. Now, folks, I also wanted to say this. I was talking to another friend of mine, Troy Newman, overseer of Operation Rescue. He was the one that was so bold and courageous to bring the videos concerning the crimes of Planned Parenthood forward. Not that we haven't known since 1933 concerning Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, because she has self-incriminated herself. Well, she has self-incriminated the organization and herself for the last how many years in this country? So, America, you already knew that. But here comes Troy Newman exposing Planned Parenthood by just simply filming and getting the film out there where you're seeing Planned Parenthood self-incriminate themselves as they're eating salad and drinking wine. Well, and by the way, selling body parts, human baby body parts. Now, see, we all thought in our conversation that after those videos came out, the American people would be outraged by what they seen. But we can see that they were so outraged that just recently the Senate actually voted down to defund Planned Parenthood. In other words, they're still funding Planned Parenthood on your dime, taxpayers. And since you allowed the Senate to do that, I was talking to Troy, and I just said, Troy, it's amazing, isn't it? I said, you would think that after those videos came out, the American people would be so outraged. I said, you know, you got to be honest. It comes to a point where you just have to be honest about what's going on in your country. He said, what do you mean? I said, America, not the innocent, not the young, America deserves what it has coming. And then I went through Scripture and I said, Exodus, you know, verse 20, thou shalt not kill. And then I told him about Proverbs 6:17, but he already knew that. He's a Christian man standing up, fending for life against those that are committing the crimes against nature and the innocent in the womb. And, of course, everybody knows, if you're a listener to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here, that the DOJ, Department of Injustice, let me add the I there, okay, in the end, Loretta Lynch has actually filed a lawsuit against Troy Newman and Operation Rescue for filming the crimes of those that work for Planned Parenthood concerning the murder of the innocent in the womb. And I said, so how many people are behind you now, Troy? And he said, Bradley, you're rare. He said, you're the only one that has contacted me since this has happened. I want you to listen to what I just said to you, friends. He is a national figure, Troy Newman is. He said, Bradley, you're a rare friend. You're the only one that has contacted me. Across the United States of America, everybody and their dog concerning national leadership know Troy Newman. Where are the faithful among men? I seen him at a CNP meeting where their national leaders meet. I seen him in Arizona and in Washington, D.C. And for the most part, these supposed national leaders are a joke. And I said, to be honest with you, Troy, I don't understand how you can hang out with these people. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? Amos 3:3. And I said, friendship with the world is enmity with God. How is it that you're okay to hang out with these people? He said, Bradley, I'm a thorn in their side. And I said, praise God. But I said, you know what? All these people that were standing behind you when these videos were being exposed, I said, how many were there? Oh, a whole mess of them. But when the indictment came and the charges were filed by the DOJ, Department of Injustice, Loretta Lynch, he said, all of a sudden, nobody's around anymore. America, is that what you are made out of? Instead of standing with the righteous in the time of battle, you capitulate, you flee, you run to protect yourselves. Concerning what? I want to talk about more in just a minute.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Twitter account is BradleyDean1EE. You can also give us a call at any time over the next 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. During the first segment, I was talking about Troy Newman, Operation Rescue, the one that brought the videos. There's, I believe, 10 or 11 of these videos that have come forward where the employees, the murderers themselves, concerning those that are killing the innocent and selling body parts, were filmed self-incriminating themselves as they were eating salad and drinking wine. While Troy Newman was actually served an indictment concerning his crimes for exposing Planned Parenthood when no coercion took place whatsoever. At no time was any words put into their mouths. They were just asked questions. And they weren't get you questions. They were just simple questions anybody would ask that wanted body parts from Planned Parenthood. This is how far it's gone, America, on your watch. And interestingly enough, I'd asked him, I said, so how many of all those people that, you know, were all about Troy Newman and Operation Rescue, after you got that indictment from Loretta Lynch from the Department of Injustice, I said, how's that faring for you? He said, nobody's around. When I was having a conversation with him today, he said, Bradley, you're rare. And then I brought up the point, I said, when I seen you at CNP, which is a national leadership conference, which is an absolute joke, I said, I can't see how you can even handle being around those guys. Discernment tells you something's right and something's wrong. He said, I'm a thorn in their side. I want you to think about this. The man that's exposing Planned Parenthood by simply filming them, exposing them for their crimes against the innocent. Keep in mind, because of Troy Newman, 70% of abortion clinics across this country have been shut down. This is one of the heroes of the faith, friends. And I'm not high-fiving the man. I'm high-fiving the Christ in the man, but the man that's obeying the Christ. And because of it, God has shown himself strong on his behalf. You know, and I told him, I said, it's interesting because it's kind of like David And it's been my ministry, too. And I said, I understand exactly what's happening with you right now because the state-controlled media has demonized and polarized me over and over and over again to the point where they made two reports of malicious intent and defamation through MSNBC. And I said, I totally understand where you're at. I know it's like getting the death threats. I understand all that stuff. And I said, Troy, I'm a big boy. I can handle myself. I serve a big daddy. And I said, but you know what it reminds me of? I said, it reminds me of David. When King Saul, he was committing the act of rebellion towards God because he didn't obey him fully, was standing there watching Goliath along with his little pipsqueak army, the army of Israel. They were all standing there watching Goliath defy the armies of the living God for over 40 days. And here comes little David, out of nowhere, loves God with his whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and was tried out in the sheep cot, tending the sheep. God proved him by fighting off a bear and fighting off a lion. And oh, how few of them men are really out there in America today. And I said, isn't it interesting? I said, it just seems that guys like you, Troy, are willing to do what others are unwilling to do. But the minute that you do it, all of a sudden, the one that you fought for concerning in the flesh, namely Saul, you know, remember when they said that Saul killed his thousands, but David his tens of thousands? And the Bible says that Saul eyed him from that day forward and he tried to kill him. I said, it blows me away. And what's even more interesting is the fact that when David went out into the field, it's not like he applied for the job. It's not like one day he just said, Lord, let me go find a big guy that's, I don't know how tall. I mean, folks, there's different numbers concerning how big Goliath was, his height, his weight, his stature, so on and so forth. And it's not like he just one day woke up and said, let's go for this guy. No, he wasn't going to stand back and watch the armies of the living God be defied. And who were the first ones to actually confront him? His brothers. And what did his brothers say to him? We know your pride, David. We know your pride. Folks, I've heard them all. Oh, one thing you might need to understand here is Troy was out in another high school today speaking to high school students about what's going on. Talking about a pro-life message. He's still in the fight. He's still fighting it off, friends. And I think what broke my heart more than anything, friends, is nobody was there to encourage this brother from another mother, said he, to go on and trust God. And I told him, I said, you've heard of John Knox, the Scottish reformer. He said, I have. He said, he's the guy that said, a man with God is always in the majority. I said, that's him. I said, do you know of John Knox that he was feared by Mary, Queen of Scots? That was his opposition, that ruler of Scotland that opposed him at every step? He said, yep, I knew that. I said, did you also know that she feared his prayers more than all the armies of Europe? That's how big our God is. And I said, don't forget about Moses, speaking of his enemies in the present, because there was an Abram, there was a Dathan, and there was a Korah that spoke out against Moses and the earth opened. And some might say, oh, Bradley, that's just to the extreme. Really? It's to the extreme that these people advocate by stealing your tax dollars, the murder of the innocent in the womb. And then furthermore, once they're exposed for their crimes, to go forward and intend to prosecute and imprison those that actually did the filming. That is the government in which you're dealing with right now, America. Where are the faithful among men? That's all I want to know. Because I'll tell you what, there is a whole lot. Folks, I've been in ministry for 20 years. And I've had people say, I'll take a bullet for you. I've had people that would stick closer to me than a brother until they had to go in the fire with me. And then once it was time to go in the fire, guess what? They were the first ones out of Dodge. And God came through every single time. They missed the blessing. They missed the blessing. And they don't realize that God and the fourth man show up in the fire. And when he shows up in the fire, it's your enemies that are dealt with at that time. Not that it's a lot of fun going into that position, friends. Let me tell you what. It sucky-suckies to have to end up in that position. But I'll tell you what. You have to stay the ground when you're being tried, because if you don't, the fourth man won't show up. You've missed the blessing. But what happens, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they stay in the fire? They say, we are not going to bow to Nebuchadnezzar. What happens? The fourth man shows up. Those that meant to bring harm to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what happens? They're the ones that are consumed in the fire that was set for 7 times hotter than a natural fire would be. And what happens? They would come out without even their hair being singed by the flame. And what happens? They all proclaim the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is the God of all. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. So I'm on the phone tonight encouraging my friends. And I told him, I said, you texted me yesterday and you said I was rare. I said, it's not that I'm rare in the sense of being a friend. I'll tell you what's rare is those that have the testimonies of David and they really understand the Christ. They really understand the straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Not wide and broad. The way that leads to death. No, we're talking about the confirming the souls of the apostles and the disciples. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. And folks, even in the natural, is it not our duty to stand up for life? Is it not our duty to magnify the law against all crimes? Yes, indeed it is. It's our job to set the appointment while we're on this earth, not say God will deal with it in his own time. He is dealing with it in his own time. The crime has been exposed, and he looks to the church to drop the law upon those that are committing the crimes. That is a merciful God, and that is the God I serve. And I believe God, regardless of all men stand with me or if no men stand with me. Just like Martin Luther, when he stood there and he said during that Inquisition, when he stood up against the heresy of the church, he said, when he was standing there alone, God help me. There is no other. And going back to John Knox, he was the man that said, a man with God is always in the majority. Folks, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have an article called Martin Luther Warned Christians About Appeasing Islam 500 Years Ago. And that's how we started off the show during the first segment. And what Barack Hussein Obama with other federal organizations, again, friends, empowering themselves with your tax dollars to oppress the people, submit and comply or else is their message. Or else what? Molen Lab. Or else what? Molen Lab. America, or else what? Molen Lab. Molen Lab. We're going to come back to this topic because it's important that you hear and understand that long ago, over 500 years ago, America, we have been warned about where we're at today, and I'm going to highlight it. And guess who's in the mix of it? Well, none other than Martin Luther himself. Martin Luther warned Christians about appeasing Islam 500 years ago, and for all you useful idiots, you better rest assured that it has everything in the world to do with you as well. Quick break. Be right back.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
.582-9933 if you have any thoughts, and 1-866-582-9933. On October 31st, 1517, an Augustinian monk named Martin Luther posted 95 debate questions on the door of Wittenberg Church, which began the movement known as the Reformation. Now, in 1521, 34-year-old Martin Luther was summoned to stand trial before the most powerful man in the world, the 21-year-old Roman Emperor Charles V. Charles V of Spain's empire spanned nearly 2 million square miles across Europe, the Netherlands, the Far East, the Philippines, North and South America, and the Caribbean. Now, at the Diet of Worms, Charles V initially dismissed Luther's thesis as an argument between monks and simply declared Martin Luther an outlaw. Isn't it interesting, those that obey the law by corruption, you know, isn't it interesting they're named by corruption outlaws, when in fact they're the outlaws? And this is nothing new under the sun as well. As a matter of fact, if you go to 1 Kings 18, you'll see that Elijah, after 7,000 prophets were hidden, Elijah was the one that wanted to boldly come back and confront King Ahab and his witchy wife Jezebel. And when Ahab seen him on the backside of the desert, he called him, what, a rebellious one. He called him the rebellious one, he who troubles all of Israel. And Elijah said back to him, wait a second, I'm not the one that forgot or has forgotten my father's commandment. It's you and your household. So, folks, we need to pay attention to who's actually walking out the truth and those that are not. Because there's so many organizations in America that are un-American and unconstitutional, which therefore makes them the outlaw that they must be dealt with. But again, these are the people that you're hearing from through the squeaky wheel friends, the little pests, the little spoilers, as you might want to call them, at least scripturally. But going back to this point, friends, at the Diet of Worms, Charles V initially dismissed Luther's thesis as an argument between monks and simply declared Martin Luther an outlaw. Martin Luther was hid by Frederick of Saxony in the Wartburg Castle, where he translated the New Testament into Germany. I want you to listen carefully, friends, because this is the message that you have been getting from sonsoflibertyradio.com over the last 15 years. Charles V's unruly troops sacked Rome and imprisoned Pope Clement VII for 6 months. He oversaw the Spanish colonization of the Americas and began the Counter-Reformation to establish his tyrannical rule. He eventually responded to the pleadings of the priest Bartolomé de las Casas and outlawed the enslavement of Native Americans. And during this time, Muslim Sultan Suleiman the Magnificent invaded Europe on the land and in sea, and in 1529, the 35-year-old Suleiman the Magnificent sent 100,000 Muslim Turks to surround Vienna and Austria. This is what Martin Luther wrote in response. "The Turk is the rod of the wrath of the Lord our God. If the Turk's God, the devil, is not beaten first, there is reason to fear that the Turk will not be easily beat. Christian weapons and power must do it. Listen carefully." This was Martin Luther's response to the Muslims. "The fight against the Turks must begin with repentance, and we must reform our lives or we shall fight in vain." I love these confirmations so much. It puts your feet back on the course again. What has been the message since day one? And folks, what's so awesome about the prophetic is the fact that you're tapping into things, not exactly understanding with your eyes as to what your heart is conveying. But you know that you're onto something. And by faith, you grab it and you walk on that road. That is the giftings of the prophetic. I want you to again hear, it's the church's job, not just the prophetic. Listen carefully. He said, "We must begin with repentance and we must reform our lives or we shall fight in vain." Folks, who is your church of the day? The church should drive men to repentance by showing our great and numberless sins in our ingratitude, America, by which we have earned God's wrath and disfavor so that he justly gives us into the hands of the devil and the Turks. In an attempt to unite the Holy Roman Empire against the Ottoman Muslims, Charles V agreed to truce, recognizing the Protestants, as Eric W. Gritsch wrote in Martin, God's Court's Jester, Luther in Retrospect. You can check it out, Philadelphia Fortress, 1983, page 69 through 70. And afraid of losing the much-needed support of the German princes for the struggle against the Turkish Muslim threat from the south, Emperor Charles V agreed to a truce between Protestant and Catholic territories in Nuremberg in 1532. Thus, the Lutheran movement was for the first time officially tolerated and could enjoy a place in the political sun of the Holy Roman Empire. Now, as the Islamic threat intensified, here comes John Calvin. Reformer John Calvin wrote to Philip Melanchthon in 1543, the selected works of John Calvin, Tracts and Letters, 1373, "I hear of the sad condition of your Germany. The Turk again prepares to wage war with a larger force. Who will stand up to oppose his marching throughout the length and breadth of the land at his mere will and pleasure?" Followers of the reformers who protested certain doctrines were generally referred to as Protestants. Some Protestants refused to help Charles V, who was defending Europe from the Muslim invasion. Finally, Charles V made a treaty with the German Lutherans and the princes by signing the Peace of Augsburg, September 25th, 1555, ceasing the religious struggle between the Lutherans and the Catholics. A line in the treaty, Cuius regio, eius religio, allowed each king to decide what was to be believed in his kingdom. You know, that reminds me, friends, when you go to Scripture, remember when it was the children of Israel that chided against Moses? And what did the Lord do? He rose up through his enemies at that particular time to chastise his own people. And oftentimes through chastisement, the chastisement comes to unify the people as unto the Christ. And that's exactly, as a matter of fact, if Bradley, you're talking about the Old Testament, no, I'm talking about the New Testament as well, because if you read 1 Corinthians 10, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Because the Bible tells us in the book of Acts that God will raise up a prophet like unto me, said Moses. And who is that? His name is Jesus the Christ. But oftentimes, my point, friends, is that the chastisements or the judgments of God will fall upon a nation to unify that people, to separate the wheat from the chaff, to separate the goats from the sheep, to separate that which is holy from the undefiled, as he washes us in his blood, as he sanctifies us by the sprinkling of the clean water, Ezekiel 36. So oftentimes, friends, we can see that. And in going to a personal note, it's interesting how God, through David, when David prayed in Psalm 119, he said, "In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes." You know, it's interesting, in America today, they have the Holy Ghost as being the enemy. See, when we read John 16, we can see that the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Now, if you're convicted of your sin, the church is the first one to stand up. The professed church in America are the first ones to stand up and say, "I feel convicted and condemned." Well, read John 3. The condemnation is to those that don't believe and to those that love the dark rather than the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. In other words, friends, they don't want to be reproved. They choose the life in the dark, in the realm of the satanic realm, rather than in God's realm where you walk in the light. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another. And let me finish that. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John. But isn't it interesting how God would use the threat, a Muslim threat at that particular time — I'm dissecting this a little bit — but the Muslim threat at that particular time to unite the churches unto Christ. And I think that is so awesome. And again, let me remind you, you have sects and denominations because man gets in the way. We're to be one mind, one heart, one Lord, one faith. Read the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 4. You can also go over to the book of Colossians. It's not many. It's not denominational. We need to get back to the Christ. America is what we need to do, because if we are all, the 78% of Americans in this country that claim or profess their Christianity, if they were walking in Christ, rest assured, we would not be where we're at today. We talked a little bit about that in contrast with Troy Newman today. We're the faithful among men. There's very few in this country, rest assured. But going back to this, friends, we're talking about Martin Luther warned Christians about appeasing Islam 500 years ago. And what was his message to the people? What was their hope to the people? It was found in Christ. He said, basically, because if people don't come to repentance, he said, we must reform our lives or we shall fight in vain. He is your power source. And we're not going to Christ for what we can get outside of eternal life. And folks, that's why I have hope that we can do this. I have hope that at the end of the day, we're going to overcome. But we're going to go through it. You can rest assured on that one. We are going to go through it. America is going to go through it. And folks, if you want to kind of back up a little bit as to what I'm saying right now, this comes to mind. But if you go to the Congressional Record, you can actually read George Washington's visions. Pretty crazy stuff. But very accurate. He said there would be three wars. The two have already taken place. You can call in at any time if you have read that vision of George Washington and share your thoughts with us if you would. But going back to this, friends, followers of the reformers who protested certain doctrines were generally referred to as Protestants. Some Protestants even refused to help Charles V, who was defending Europe from the Muslim invasion. Muslim invasion. I'm taking it to the present, friends. The Muslim invasion. Finally, Charles V made a treaty with the German Lutherans and the princes by signing the Peace of Augsburg, September 25th, 1555, ceasing the religious struggle between the Lutherans and the Catholics. a line in the treaty, again, allowed each king to decide what was to be believed in his kingdom. A month later, on October 25th, 1555, suffering from severe gout, stomach problems, friends, Charles V abdicated his throne and lived the rest of his life secluded in the monastery of Yeast, leaving his son, Philip II, to rule. So, folks, again, my main objective here is to show you what's happening in the present, because we were warned over 500 years ago, and what was the message that he was and the church was to preach to the people? Is it one that you're hearing today?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Some people are probably saying, Bradley, who cares? No, folks, you should care. We're talking about Martin Luther warned Christians about appeasing Islam 500 years ago. Are you seeing the parallel? Are you understanding why our forefathers told us to study the past? Because if we don't, history will repeat itself. Let me finish this tidbit at the very end of this column here, friends, because it's, again, important for you to hear. New York University professor Patricia Bonamy, in her article, The Middle Colonies as the Birthplace of American Religious Pluralism, wrote the colonists were about 98% Protestant. Well, how did that happen? I just said the colonists, your forefathers, 98% of them were Protestant. Well, how could that be? Because of the overflow, folks. Millions migrated from one country to another simply for conscience sake and eventually spilled over into the colonies in America. So why was it that they came to America? To establish what? What we have today. Of the 56 signers of the Declaration, most were Protestant, with the notable exception of Catholic Charles Carroll of Maryland. British statesman Edmund Burke addressed Parliament in 1775. He said, all Protestantism is a sort of dissent. But the religion most prevalent in our northern colonies is a refinement on the principle of resistance. Resistance to what? Tyranny. It is the dissidence of dissent and the Protestantism of the Protestant religion. As a matter of fact, Samuel Adams, who was the Sons of Liberty, stated when he signed the Declaration of Independence, this day I trust the reign of political Protestantism will commence, and it will commence. Go forward. And also keep in mind that Martin Luther, who died in 1546, wrote this, because it is important, I am much afraid that schools will prove to be the great gates of hell unless they diligently labor in explaining the Holy Scriptures, engraving them in the hearts of the youth. Why? Because this is the history that they should know. And what's happening in public schools today? That's another show. But to prove the point that this administration is opening the gates to your enemies within, we're beginning to see this take place in public schools as well. Teaching kids in public schools the Quran. Now they want prayer rooms during the school day. And what are they there for, folks? To plunder countries? We can see this happening in Germany right now. Folks, so there's a very strong parallel going on as to what took place back in the 1500s. But again, friends, we've been warned. I want to make this point before the end of the show because I can hear this coming to me. We've been talking, and we started the show off, with what Kevin Shipp, former CIA agent, told me today when he contacted me. That Barack Hussein Obama, along with the HRC and the OIC and the UN, are working secretly to pass blasphemy laws, making it a crime to offend Muhammad. And how they are also, the government is also, in this country, silencing whistleblowers, trampling the Constitution. And again, keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama is his Muslim name. He said the first must not belong to those, the future, I'm sorry, must not belong to those that slander the Prophet Muhammad. And just so you understand, if you remember at Georgetown University, during the beginning of his criminal administration, don't forget the fact that when he went into that college, there was a large statue of Jesus Christ that he had covered up before he gave his speech. He's been doing this since day one. This is what I wanted people to understand, because for them that are still trying to figure out what you are a part of concerning the spiritual warfare that you are a part of, like it or not, and that which is round about us and within us, we might want to know or now consider our many sins and our ingratitude towards God and repent for, because if we do not, it's all going to be in vain. That's why politics is proven to be a joke, because cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. And I want to say to all the useful idiots out there that listen to me on a daily basis, I want you to understand something, that you're not exempt from this judgment. You are the reason for this judgment. The ones that are being judged go first, and then you secondly. Because if you don't understand that, you don't understand history whatsoever. So let me be more specific. All of the useful idiots that have been resisting and warring against the truth, you atheists, homosexuals, communists, and sinners in general, those that violate God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, I want you to understand that you're not exempt. You're a part of the plan. You're just being used. Because if you remember right, Martin Niemöller was the one that was famous for saying, first they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. It's time for you to speak up, America. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak out because I was not a trade unionist. America, it's time for you to speak out. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. America, it's time for you to speak out, because at the end, aim concerning perfect judgment and thorough judgment of God and the wrath of God, you better bet your bottom dollar he is gleaning the field in judgment. Listen to what Martin Niemöller said. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak up for me. Well, I thought you were just avoiding all this, Martin. And wasn't Martin Niemöller also the one that exposed the professed church at the time for not doing their job? Why, yes, he was. Because they thought they were exempt from what was going on. They just thought, well, the Jews are going to get, you know, the Jews are going to get what they have coming. The gypsies are going to get what they've got coming. You know, and then going back over to the other political opposition concerning Adolf Hitler, well, they just got what they've got coming. But see, friends, you need to understand, when you do business with the devil, he doesn't play by the rules. That's why he's called the lawless one. And I'll tell you what, sin's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to pay or want to pay. And it's going to keep you a lot longer than you want to stay. And we're talking about eternity here. America, it's time for you to speak up. For all you useful idiots, you're just the political battering ram being used for a season. Because we know the end of sin is death. If you don't know that, you don't know history. If you don't know that, you don't know history. And folks, earlier I was talking about all these little groups in America, the atheist organizations and the communist organizations and the liberal outlets. Folks, they're all being used. They're all being paid for to destroy your country. And America, if you don't speak out, you have coming what you have coming. And by the way, it includes both the left and the right. No one is exempt. The bottom line is, America, the message is, repent before a just and a holy God, because your sin is finding you out, Numbers 32:23, and no one is exempt from that.
We absolutely have a job to do. It's looking at the times, we can see where things are getting scary, and they have been for a while, but we know that if God be for us, who can be against us? And one way that you can help this ministry and the work that we're doing across this nation, literally, we're going to be leaving to go to Texas again at the end of this week. We're going to be doing some schools out there, some other events, some, oh my goodness, we've got so many events, I don't know when we're going to have time to sleep. But that pretty much sums up the life of the Sons of Liberty over here, because we're always endeavoring to be used. We're always endeavoring to be out there seeking and saving that which is lost. But I can't emphasize enough that we cannot do what we do without your support. And the best way that you can support us is by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And what that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, click on the button that says become a son or daughter of Liberty. Anything having to do with Sons of Liberty on there, click that button. You can pick a level of membership that's good for you. It goes all the way from $5 all the way to $1,000 and more. Whatever you can do to be able to support this work and get us out there continually seeking and saving that which is lost. If you listen to this radio program and you're getting ministered to and you're amening and hallelujahing and saying, boy, oh boy, I wish so-and-so
could
hear
this. Bring it down, Brother Dean.
Yeah, and so-and-so could hear that, then you know that this is a message that needs to be brought across America through the airwaves. Yes, we're on the airwaves 6 days a week across America and also in 53 other countries. But our heart is to be with the people and minister one-on-one in person. So please do support this work. You can also make a one-time donation too as well. All your donations are tax deductible. And please do think of us. I know we're drawing towards the end of the year here. A lot of people make their end of the year donations and they're considering this ministry or that. Please know that you're not going to find a ministry quite like ours that's willing to speak the truth in love, because we see the need, and because we want to see our nation restored. And if that's your heart, please do support us. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, if you'd like to book Bradley in your area, please do give us a call at our office, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. And also, now that we are coming up to the Christmas season, I want to address the fact that we've got wonderful items in our store, all the way from t-shirts to CDs to DVDs to books to so many good items to give the gift of truth. Those people in your life that are hard to reach, that are hard for you to talk to,
all with the
give
gospel.
Them a book, give them a CD, give them the DVD series, give them a comic book. Check it out, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Folks, find out what you cannot speak about, and you will find them that mean to rule over you. And America, I lay this to you, tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society. America, we need to reverse what's going on in this country. Love you by what we do. First John 3:18. See ya.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.